your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Chance for scattered showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. Highs level off around 61. Winds out of the southeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 43. Tonight, overcast skies. Cloudy skies expected again. Tomorrow, chance for scattered rain showers. High temperatures reach up to 59. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 55.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. I'm Andy Hoosier. Shawnee County is discussing a potential tax increase as they want to renovate some of their entertainment centers on the upcoming election ballot in November. WIBW reports that if passed, the 0.2% sales tax would invest into Gage Park along with the Topeka Zoo and the Kansas Children's Discovery Center.
Two things. One, create the Gage Park Improvement Authority, and two, approve a sales tax, a 0.2 cent sales tax, so 20 cents on $100. It would go to the authority and then be divided out to the Discovery Center, Gage Park, and the other entities in Gage Park, and then the zoo. So those three entities.
That was Fred Patton with Friends of the Zoo on WIBW. If passed on the ballot, the question would also create the Gage Park Authority to help decide how the money would be spent, and the proceeds from the tax would be divided among the Topeka Zoo, the Kansas Children's Discovery Center, along with the Gage Park overall. Early voting is available right now, and Tuesday, November 8th is set for Election Day.
Want a great deal on a newer used trailer and service to back you up? See Horse Trailer Sales. Looking for the place with that special buy on a great new or used trailer? Well, at Horse Trailer Sales, we make it easy on a great selection of hitches and accessories that will catch your eye. And Horse Trailer Sales prices will make you buy. If you've been waiting for the right time to buy, then this is it. It's your chance to save a whole lot more at Horse Trailer Sales. Because at Horse Trailer Sales, we've got what you're looking for, and we make it easy. Come on in and see what we've got. Horse Trailer Sales, 6901 South 183rd Street West in Biola. Yeah, we make it easy.
Kansas State University has named Rana Johnson, a higher education diversity leader and champion, to be the new vice president for diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging. WIBW reported the president of the university, Richard Linton, made the appointment after the national search, and she's set to begin her duties at the university starting on December 1st. Johnson currently serves as an Associate Vice President for Inclusion, Excellence, and Strategic Initiatives at Indiana State University in Terre Haute, Indiana. In the role, she will be tasked to guide practice and create opportunities to define, assess, and promote inclusion excellence, along with providing a strategic vision and leadership to integrate diversity, equity, inclusion, and belonging into the work and culture of the university. In other news, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service has announced that more than $4 million will be invested into Kansas's wildlife to help support endangered species. KSNT News reports that the grant cash comes from the Cooperative Endangered Species Conservation Fund, as they are working to help implement state programs to conserve and recover federally listed and at-risk species on the non-federal lands.
As a business owner, you work hard to make a profit. Earning a living and supporting your family is always on your mind. At Blue Valley Insurance, we can help you lower your business expenses by finding the right insurance coverage at the best rate to protect your investments. Our agents have many years of experience handling all types of insurance policies, including commercial insurance. We have offices in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville. Put us to work for you, Blue Valley Insurance.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. As the election rolls closer and closer, most voters are focusing on economic and inflation issues as prices continue to skyrocket. And the gubernatorial candidates for the state of Nebraska have given their plans on what they would do to try to get the economy back on track within the state.
Unfortunately, I'm old enough to remember the last time the government printed a bunch of money and we had incredible inflation and then, crazy interest rates in the 80s. There's only one solution to make a great difference. We can't change that policy, but it's how we react.
That was Republican gubernatorial candidate Jim Pillen on KSNB Local 4. Democrat candidate Carol Blood also said she wants to focus on lowering property tax rates.
When it comes to inflation, one of the things that affect us are property taxes, and I am the only person that has a plan that will actually lower our property taxes, a plan that we've actually known for 25 years but has been put on a shelf.
Mid-America Network News.
If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, the AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agriprowheat.com. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday and heard an update from street committee members with a follow-up summary of a recent meeting with stakeholders interested in improvements along the North 7th Street corridor. A revised plan for the city-owned portion north of U.S. 36 to Calhoun Street drew mixed reviews from city council members at their previous meeting that were submitted for consideration of application for a transportation grant. No decisions were made. It was reported that CES Group is to present a design cost estimate at the November 28th meeting. Mayor Jason Barnes reported the Planning Commission had met to reconsider placement of storage containers. It appears they are seeking direction from the City Council as to guidance, in that the Planning Commission had previously recommended not allowing placement of new units within city limits. Barnes asked opinion. In that previous discussion, council members had not reached consensus as how to best move forward. Consensus Monday was the council would like to allow placement of storage containers if painted with roof and foundation structure, that they were secured and guided by a building permit. Kansas Department of Transportation has awarded Marysville a $1.25 million grant that will be used toward a project replacing a section of U.S. 36 with concrete from the Spring Creek Bridge south of town to the north entrance at the city park. Some storm and sanitary sewer lines will be replaced and upgraded. The city will be responsible for an $800,000 match with planning to begin in 2023, construction planned for 2025. City of Barnes was awarded nearly $1.5 million towards street reconstruction and was among 14 projects announced this fall, totaling some $11 million in a 50-50 cost share arrangement funded through a 10-year state transportation program. Kansas Department of Transportation also recently announced approved bids for state highway construction and maintenance projects, including crack repair on U.S. 36 in Washington and Republic counties from Belleville East to the K-22 junction in Washington County. Republic County Commissioners voted 2-0 with one abstaining from a vote to move forward with the High Banks Wind Energy Project, which will extend from Republic into a section of northwest Washington County. Mel Vajardo and Doug German voted in favor, while Commissioner Edwin Spleakle abstained, although he did not feel a conflict of interest. Hanover community is invited to a pep rally send-off Thursday for the high school girls volleyball team as they head to the state tournament at Emporia for play beginning Friday. Parents and the public are invited Thursday afternoon at 3 at the Hanover High School gym. Valley Heights will not have classes Friday as the high school football team travels to Sedgwick Thursday evening and the volleyball teams in the state tournament at Dodge City beginning Friday. KNDY will have live match-by-match coverage of Hanover and Valley Heights volleyball teams this weekend, with Hanover Live on FM 95.5, Valley Heights Live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Also football coverage with Washington County Hill City Thursday evening and Marysville at Heston Friday. Mary P. Gakel, age 88, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Vigil service Thursday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 5 at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Mary Gakel. Vicki L. Slater, age 68, of Morroville, passed away October 20th. Celebration of life service Friday, 10:30 at the Morroville Christian Church. Ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Vicki Slater. Janice R. Bowen, age 79, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville. Private interment, Czech Moravian Cemetery, south of Blue Rapids. Christy Anders, funeral home in charge of arrangements for Janice Bowen. Irene L. Donahue, age 92, of Frankfort, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at St. Joseph Catholic Church, Lillis. Burial of the church cemetery. Visitation 9:30. Rosary service at 10:30 at the church. Padden Funeral Chapel in charge of arrangements for Irene Donahue. Todd A. Carnes, age 60, of Silver Lake, formerly of Greenleaf, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Washington Christian Church. Burial in the Greenleaf City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 3 until 8. Family will receive friends Friday from 6 until 8 at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Todd Carnes.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in home has the monument that's right for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Temperatures starting to stay average throughout this week. Typically for this time of year, we can expect to see highs in the mid to upper 60s. Conditions will stay dry today before a slight chance for some rain showers moves in on Thursday. Sunshine today with our highs in the upper 50s and mid 60s. Some clouds move in overnight tonight, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to mid 40s. Rain showers may begin early on Thursday, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s, and staying slightly breezy, southeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. These showers may continue throughout Thursday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 30s and mid 40s, but clearing up as we head into Friday, sunshine with our highs in the lower 60s, and clear skies throughout Friday night with our lows in the mid 30s and lower 40s. Conditions will stay dry and sunny throughout the weekend. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the lower to mid-60s. And partly cloudy Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s. I'm forecaster Carol Foster.
Average high temperature late October 65. Record high on this date 90. The average low 40 and the record low 20. Sunrise this morning 7:48. Sunset this evening at 6:34.
Grape nuts do not come from grapes, and other flaky facts from a century of cereal wars. That's our topic today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Save up to 75% off preferred home and office products with Office Depot. Special package pricing with Lifeline screenings. Exclusive savings on post-frame buildings with QSI. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans. And enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Turn cherished photos into beautiful canvas prints and custom gifts with canvasprints.com. Just upload your image, select your product and size, and check out to create the perfect printer gift for everyone on your list. Use code PODCAST25 at canvasprints.com to get 25% off your entire order of artist-quality canvas prints, metal prints, and custom gifts. Why not get started on holiday shopping now and give truly personalized gifts that turn special moments into lasting memories? Canvasprints.com and use code PODCAST25 for 25% off your entire order.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 26th, the 299th day of the year. Hillary Rodham Clinton has a birthday, and cereal mogul C.W. Post was born in 1854. It may have been the other cereal family, the Kellogg's, who invented breakfast flakes, but it was Post's genius for marketing that built the first cereal empire. He was the first to tout his products as health foods, claiming that grape nuts were a remedy for any known ailment. The name, by the way, comes from the sugar they contain, dextrose, at the time known as grape sugar. His coffee substitute, Postum, was said to cure caffeine addiction. But there's another addiction that Post might be blamed for creating, coupon clipping. He was the first to market his products with a cents-off coupon. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
All your propane and propane delivery needs, contact Hoover's in Greenleaf. Call 747-2201. Propane is safe, propane is clean burning, and propane is economical. Hoover's in Greenleaf offers prompt delivery and excellent customer service. Give Hoover's in Greenleaf a call today, 747-2201. That's Hoover's in Greenleaf.
A salute during National 4-H Month from M&R Auto Parts, Kuhlman Implement and Hardware, Landall Company, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
Hi, my name is Miles Smith, and I am a member of the Home City Hustlers 4-H Club. This is my third year in 4-H. My favorite part of 4-H is the time I get to spend with my horse, Dixie. I worked really hard to get her trained for the halter events. I can't wait to do riding with her next year at the county fair. I hope you can come out in July.
Hi, my name is Lydia Shum. This is my second year in 4-H. My favorite project is flowers, but because I like to grow flowers and they are so pretty and smell good.
Hi, I'm Caleb Nolte. This is my sixth year in 4-H with the Home City Hustlers. This year I am junior vice president. Our club meets the first Monday of every month at the Blue Valley Community Room. My favorite project to take to the fair is photos.
My name's Cole Nolte, and I'm part of the Home City Hustlers. This is my 10th year with the club. Some of the exhibits that I enter at the fair every year include field crops, flowers, photography, baked goods, and garden products. This year, I am the president of the 4-H Club and also am one of their members for the 4-H Council. If your child is interested in joining 4-H, please contact your local extension office.
A salute during National 4-H Month from M&R Auto Parts, Kuhlman Implement and Hardware, Landall Company, and Linda's Insurance Agency.
4-H, for youth, for America, 4-H.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. What was a former Kansas State University running back is now the graduate assistant running back coach at the University of Central Oklahoma. As KSNT News reports that James Gilbert is officially the coach at the Division II program that plays in the same conferences as Washburn and Emporia State.
I go by Coach Gilbert now. Last couple years I've been coaching. This is my third year coaching football. I like it, enjoy it. The closest thing I can do as far as getting close to the game. Last year around this time, I coached at a school called Marion University located in Indianapolis. I knew Coach Durrell at ACU, tried to reach out, but didn't work out. You know, another guy got the job, and then when I got the Central Oklahoma job back in December, kind of reached out and, you know, interviewed, and I was able to come in the spring and coach the running back. So that's kind of how we met through the ACU job.
That audio from KSNT News. He said he did learn several things while he was at Kansas State University that will be able to benefit him while coaching in his new role. Mid-America Network Sports.
The Lowdown Night of Red Dirt Country's coming to Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort.
On the way that I am.
Saturday, December 3rd. Creed Fisher, live in concert. In an all-ages show, Creed Fisher. Tickets available now at the casino box office or ticketstorm.com. For Creed Fisher, live at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort in Newkirk.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the Mid-America Ag Network.
The high school football regular season has officially come to an end after week 8 of high school football across the state of Kansas as we go into week number 1 of playoff season coming up this Friday. And looking at some of the rankings going into week number 1 of playoffs, we see the Manhattan Indians at the top of the 6A division after finishing their season beating number 4, Wichita Northwest, 56-28. They're followed by number 2, Derby, sitting at 6-2 for the season, Olathe North at 7-1, and Wichita Northwest at 6-2 overall. Olathe South came in at 6-2 as well, and number 5 in the 6A division. Over in 5A, the Mays Eagles wrapped up number 1 at 8-0 for the season, beating Hayesville Campus for the final game of the season, 59-14, followed by Mill Valley at number 2, Hayes at number 3 with a record of 7-1, Bishop Carroll at number 4 at 16-2, and DeSoto finishing at 7-1 for the season and number 5 in the 5A division. In 4A, St. Thomas Aquinas topped the charts there at number 1 for the 4A division, followed by Bishop Miege and St. James Academy.
High school football action Thursday, Washington County at Hill City. 6 o'clock pregame live on KNDY FM 95.5. Friday, we'll begin live coverage of volleyball action. Hanover in the state tournament at Emporia, Valley Heights in the state tournament at Dodge City. Match-by-match reports with Hanover live on FM 95.5, Valley Heights live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Celebrate the simple beauty, forms, and changing nature of the garden with the Japanese wabi-sabi design. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. This design style comes out of the Buddhist philosophy of peace, serenity, goodness, and respect for all living things. Wabi-sabi is often defined as beauty and imperfection. These landscapes include plants, stones, and man-made items that are allowed to change throughout the season and weather over time. Seasonal changes from flower to fall color to seed heads are celebrated and fallen leaves are left in place. You'll enjoy the seasonal changes and the pollinators will enjoy this less than perfect habitat. Self-seeding plants are allowed to fill a corner while moss and lichens cover rocks and stone artwork. Interesting, usually asymmetrical forms and textures such as tree bark provide additional interest. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
Bring all your ghosts and goblins to Black Squirrel Night in downtown Marysville this Thursday. Trunk or Treating kicks off the evening at 5 with costume contests starting at 6. All ages welcome to participate, and downtown businesses will be open late. Come down and have a ghoulish good time. Invitation from these sponsors.
Sunflower Community Credit Union recognizes that members' health, both personal and financial, is top priority. In order to make your banking a completely safe experience, they're proud to now offer drive-in convenience, Monday through Friday, 7:30 till 5:30, Saturday, 8:30 till noon.
Lending can be done remotely as well. Contact their friendly loan officers at 562-3741. New members always welcome. Call, go online, or drop by Sunflower Community Credit Union in Marysville for more details. Caring about your personal and financial health, Sunflower Community Credit Union.
Visit South Hill Pottery in downtown Marysville this holiday season. The shelves are stocked with locally made ceramics with both practical and artistic pieces available. Or paint your own work of art like Christmas tree ornaments or a miniature nativity scene. If you are looking for a gift sure to be treasured, South Hill Pottery is the place to visit in Marysville.
Get away with a shopping day at Reflections Hallmark. Beautiful home decor pieces, scented candles, last-minute gift ideas for any reason, plus Hallmark cards, as well as fabulous boutique clothing and accessories. For yourself, for your home, for someone else, shop Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. And remember, they do custom picture framing with lots of frames and matting choices. You're always welcome. Thanks for shopping local. Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
The ghouls and ghosts are out again as fall starts to take over. Start your spooktacular fall by stopping at the Garden of Eden in Marysville, providing unique gifts for all the holidays coming up, and be sure to give them a call for all your floral arrangement needs. Dive right into fall this year with the Garden of Eden, where their flowers have superpowers.
You may never have heard of the Battle of Island Mound. However, what occurred there in the fall of 1862 was more than just another skirmish between Confederate and Union troops. It was significant because of who fought there and the outcome of the battle. The reason such a small battle had very large results is today's edition of the American Countryside.
A ProBox has enough seed to plant 125 acres of corn. Now, if you wanted to put 40 pounds of nitrogen on those acres, you'd need 1,200 gallons of anhydrous or 1,700 gallons of UAN or 5 tons of urea. But what if that amount of nitrogen was already on your seed? Pivot Bio is now putting nitrogen on seed. The first company to ever apply nitrogen on seed. The nitrogen you need now on seed from Pivot Bio. Learn more at pivotbio.com.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Just 1 year into the Civil War, former slaves were ready to take up arms and fight with the Union Army.
Abraham Lincoln did not want his federal troops recruiting African Americans or former slaves into armed service.
They could only be used in support roles, but historian Jim Rehart says Brigadier General of Volunteers Jim Lane of Kansas had armed former slaves and formed the 1st Kansas Regiment in the fall of 1862. On October 29th, the 1st Kansas fought Confederate bushwhackers at the Battle of Island Mound, about 50 miles south of Kansas City. Those men made U.S. military history that day.
Who was the first black regiment to engage in the Civil War? Well, it's the 1st Kansas. But who were the first federally recognized? That might go to the 54th Massachusetts, as known in the movie Glory.
The 1st Kansas was technically under the control of the state government, not federal. The 1st Kansas withstood a cavalry charge by the bushwhackers, then engaged in hand-to-hand combat. Union reinforcements pushed the bushwhackers to retreat.
When the battle is over, one of the bushwhacker leaders is quoted in town as saying the devils fought like tigers. And so we know that they fought very, very well, very valiantly. We know that they lost 7 other troops and 1 officer.
7 troops and 1 officer were killed. It's estimated that 30 bushwhackers lost their lives. The 1st Kansas had won the battle and proved former slaves could work together as a military unit. Island Mound State Historic Site preserves the place where the 1st Black Regiment engaged in combat in the Civil War. Traveling the countryside near Butler, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be an estate auction for Waymer Esslinger Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m. at the Nemahal County Community Center in Seneca. Selling toy tractors and machinery, dolls, doll collections, collectibles, and antiques. Collectibles and antiques include over a dozen Red Wing and Blue Leaf crocs, also several croc jugs, 3 vintage trunks, pocket knife collection, lots of Hot Wheels,
toy tractors and machinery, collectible dolls, several in unopened boxes, 50 Barbie dolls, dolls of the world, plus a car and pickup, including a 1996 Cadillac DeVille four-door, 138,000 miles, and a 92 Ford F-150 4x4 single cab pickup, 8-foot bed, 139,000 miles runs, but needs some work. This estate auction for Waymer Esslinger, Sunday, October 30th, 11 a.m. at the Nemohol County Community Center, Seneca. Sale conducted by Klein Realty and Auction. John Klein, broker and auctioneer.
Halloween wasn't invented by costume shops, candy makers, and little monsters craving a sugar buzz. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Stay tuned and learn the origins of Halloween as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
It's harvest time. Reap rewards of your labor time. Cover as many acres as possible time. Light at the end of the tunnel time. And no one helps you embrace the moment like John Deere. Putting technology in your hands that helps maximize your days, cover more ground, and reach record-breaking yields. This season, be your best in the biggest moments. Visit johndeere.com/gainground to learn more.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
Ghosts and treats are part of our Halloween tradition, which long ago was a seriously scary time of year. Jan Brin is an extension educator at Michigan State University and has researched the origins and legends of Halloween. She says it goes back 2,000 years to the Samhain, which was a Gaelic festival marking the end of the harvest season and the beginning of the darker season.
The Samhain druids believed that the dead played tricks to cause panic and destruction. So they gave food to appease them, and the Celtic farmers believed one day a year, the season of life, met the season of death, when the spirits could rise from the graves and walk among the living. The druid priests would try to foretell the village's survival of winter with bonfires, and they disguised themselves to repel and confuse those spirits.
In the 8th century, Pope Gregory III established this day as All Hallows' Eve, the day before All Saints' Day. Brin says Irish children carved out turnips and lit them to commemorate Jack, an Irish villain who played tricks on the devil. Jack was rejected by both the devil and heaven, wandered the earth, and was warmed by the candle in the turnip.
He pleaded with the devil to help him to find his way, and the devil gave him a live coal to light his way by putting it in one of those turnips that he was eating. So ever since, Jack's been doomed to wander the darkness with his lantern until Judgment Day, and there we get Jack of the Lantern.
In the 1930s, Brin says Halloween pranks became vandalism. Merchants discovered if they gave the hoodlums candy, they wouldn't be so destructive. Learn more about Halloween traditions at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Now I see. fear. And grace my fears relieved. How precious did that grace appear. The hour I first
at the store the other day, and we were not on the same page. I wanted to browse the aisles, and he wanted to get our shopping done and get out of there. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. Being on the same page as a couple when it comes to your finances will help ensure you're using your finances as a tool to create a meaningful life together. Maybe you're just starting out in a relationship. Understanding your partner's history when it comes to money can help the two of you determine how you want to approach the future. Or maybe you've been married for years. Having consistent conversations with your spouse can help you stay aligned as you go through life. And don't forget, keep God at the center of your plan so the two of you can stay focused on your purpose as a couple. When you stay aligned as a team around God's plan for your life, you're more likely to make financial choices that don't lead to conflict and help you live with meaning and purpose.
Today, the first of two shows stemming from last week's World Food Prize Borlaug Dialogue event on Farm to Fork. Cab to cab, season to season, there's only one way to do it all on your farm, Ag Leader It. Ag Leader offers the complete package of year-round precision farming tools to help you steer it, plant it, apply it, harvest it, and manage it more efficiently and profitably. For every farm and every field activity, Ag Leader It. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com for more information.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way. Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
Folks from all over the world gathered in Des Moines, Iowa, and also virtually last week for the Norman E. Borlaug International Dialogue. The World Food Prize Foundation put on the event, and the theme was Feeding a Fragile World. Foundation President Barbara Stinson.
And what you'll notice in our deliberations is they're infused with hope and action. There's so much incredible work going on in the world. And it's our job to uplift and magnify, focus on what's going well as all the challenges we face. Striving to mobilize financing and technology and all kinds of innovative solutions in order to achieve the sustainable goal number 2, zero hunger by 2030.
Stinson says to those who think that goal is impossible,
We say you have to try. We have to try. We owe it to next generations. The solutions are there. They must be upscaled.
Stinson says COVID, climate, and conflict have been a triple threat to achieving the goal of stamping out hunger, but the foundation's mission remains to sustainably increase the quality, quantity, and availability of food for all. More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. While many are enjoying some farm incomes that have been rising over the last year, but expenses have been rising too. Mike Doherty is the senior economist with the Illinois Farm Bureau, and he says,
yeah, we've had increases, year-over-year increases, just in the last 12 months. This is rather, it is definitely significant. In almost all your fertilizer categories, and, you know, for corn, it's mostly you're talking about nitrogen, but also DAP, your diammonium phosphate, and those products, those input costs for corn and beans have gone up somewhere between 50 to 80% increase in the last 12 months. So on the other hand, relative to prices, we had high prices back in 2011, 12, and going into 2013. And back then, the input costs were actually even higher than what we're experiencing now.
He goes on to say that the jury right now is still out for what's going to happen for the next year in the agriculture industry.
So the real, where we're really nervous is not just how much they've gone up this year, but what are we in for? For input costs next year, and particularly if you combine those input cost increases with increased seed costs, and the seed costs are expected to go up quite a bit going into 2022, and then you throw on top of it landlords, you know, asking for a 5 or 10% increase in especially in cash rent. These are really going to add up and are going to narrow the profit margin next year.
He says many of the outside forces have also increased the pricing and the cost of agriculture with new farm buildings due to maybe some lumber and other prices with raw materials and distribution of goods that are also on the rise across the nation. There is the ongoing concern about inflation with the spending at the federal level as well, along with the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. If you're serious about wheat yield and overall performance, now is a great time to call your local AgriPro associate. Ask about this year's trial data and the newest release from the AgriPro brand, AP Bigfoot. The AP Bigfoot wheat variety offers industry-leading yield potential coupled with acid soil tolerance and very good tolerance to leaf rust and stripe rust. AP Bigfoot is also your top choice in the AgriPro lineup for combating wheat streak mosaic virus. A list of AgriPro associates as well as agronomic performance data is available online at agriprowheat.com. The agriculture industry is constantly changing with new challenges every day on the farm. How can you adapt? Let us help you with the Mid-America Ag Network and the Steckline Ag Report with Larry Steckline. Join the Mid-America Ag Network every Tuesday and Friday morning as Larry Steckline breaks down the latest ag news, planting,
harvesting,
trading commodities,
and the latest from the Ponderosa.
It's Mid-America's legendary voice in agriculture with the Steckline Ag Report and the Mid-America Ag Network.
At Kramer Oil, they know you have options when it comes to a propane provider, but why call an out-of-town company when Kramer Oil is local, reliable, and flexible? Personal attention and propane when you need it, where you need it, along with convenient text ordering options. New customers get 10 cents off per gallon on their first delivery. Contact them by calling or texting 785-562-2466. The Kramer Oil family, serving your family since 1976.
An insurance policy is a safety net for your farm. Natural disasters are on the rise, so know what's covered in your policies on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Welcome back to Dear John, sponsored by John Deere. Let's go to a caller. Kevin.
Oh, hey, John, big fan. I was wondering if I could give a quick shout-out.
Absolutely, my man.
If you're listening, dear, just know how much I appreciate you stepping up this harvest. I've been at my best thanks to you. I love you.
Aw, what's this lucky lady's name?
Oh, sorry, I was talking to my new S-Series Combine. That thing is awesome.
John Deere's Harvest Tech helps you be your best you. Visit a dealer or johndeere.com/gainground to upgrade.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation?
Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today.
Hurricanes, flooding, and droughts seem to be increasing in frequency and severity. The American Farm Bureau estimates 2020 natural disasters created $6.5 billion in rangeland and crop losses alone. The full extent of damages is far higher when livestock, infrastructure, and other ag-related factors are considered. Out-of-control weather events are raising the risks for agriculture, so it's imperative that you know what's covered in your insurance policies. For example, some may cover fire damage to crops only if the fire was due to natural circumstances versus a spreading flame from a rogue campfire. Patrick Williams is a client executive with Highland. He says to have a conversation at least once per year with your insurance agent so there are no surprises.
Going through and making sure that you understand how the coverages do apply, when they apply, and if there's any sort of deductible that would apply at the time of the loss. To make sure, again, there's no surprises. I mean, the last thing we want to have happen is a client contact us with a claim or a potential claim and us to come back to them and say it's not a covered cause of loss or it's not a covered loss.
He says your insurance carrier can help you with loss control measures.
Every time a policy comes up for renewal, you know, you typically have a carrier that will go through and do their loss control visit on site and give recommendations to help the insured make some changes to their facilities that will help prevent possible losses down the road.
I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about weather disasters and insurance at agriculture.com.
After Hours Feed Supply has protein if you cattlemen are getting those cows out on stocks. 28% AN and 2810 with urea on hand in 200-pound hard-cooked tubs. Call Bob today or stop by and pick up yours at After Hours Feed Supply at the west edge of Blue Rapids on Highway 77.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Jeff Igalo, we do this Wednesday. Corn for December right now, 685 and a half. That's down three quarters. March corn at 691. That's down 1 1/4. Kansas City wheat for December at 939. That's up 4 1/2. Kansas City wheat for March at 930 1/4. That's up 4 1/4. December oats at 358 and a half. That's up 1. Oats for March at 366 3/4. That's up 3/4 currently. Soybeans for November, 1385 is where we are now. That's up 3. Soybeans for January, 1395 and a half. That's up 3 1/4. Cotton for December, 78.32 is your current price. That's down 15 cents. Cotton for March at 77.87. That's down 7 cents on this Wednesday. Live cattle for October, 155.35. That's down 32 and a half cents. Live cattle for December at 153.37 and a half cents. And that's up 7 1/2 cents. Feeder cattle for October, 176.45. That's down 15 cents. Feeder cattle for November at 178.67 and a half. And that's up 75 cents. Taking a look at crude oil for December, we're at 88.14. That's up 2.82 currently. Crude oil for January at 86.89. That's up $2.61. Gold for October, 1664.40 is where we are currently. That's up 11.60. Gold for December at $16.70.80, and that's up $12.80 currently. Stock market looks like this on this Wednesday. Currently, S&P now down 17 at this point. NASDAQ down 193, trading at 11,005 shares. And the Dow right now up 82, trading at 31,919. That's a look at your market information on this Wednesday. I'm Jeff Aiken for the Mid-America Ag Network.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight tonight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cakeland.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News, on your side.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agricultural legislation at the state and federal level, and a lot more. It's your number one source to keep you up and moving on the farm. And it's all right here with the...
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Instead of bringing home the big bucks this hunting season, consider bringing home a few does. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Drew Ricketts, K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist, gives insight on the importance of harvesting does in highly populated areas this hunting season.
There's a lot of habitat management going on, so deer densities are naturally going to tend to get high because there's habitat improvements. And then the main harvest emphasis is on bucks, because folks who are leasing land to hunt are often most interested in harvesting bucks. And for those folks who are leasing the property, it's also important to harvest does from a deer management standpoint, because when that happens, the available food is limited. And when deer abundance gets high, there's only so much food to go around. If hunters are seeing quite a few more does than they are bucks, then they really need to be harvesting those does.
Ricketts explains the role and opportunities that landowners have in this hunting season.
One of the things that a lot of landowners don't realize is they have a lot of leeway and a lot of pull. So if you feel like you have too many deer, then when people ask permission to hunt, it is very appropriate to ask those folks to harvest does in addition to bucks. It's also appropriate to include things like that into a lease agreement. So a producer, if they're leasing the hunting rights to an outfitter or to an individual or a group of hunters, then that lease agreement could include a statement that stipulates that each hunter has to harvest a couple of does per buck. And that's one of the things that I have been encouraging producers to do. And a lot of folks that I talk to don't even realize that that would be an option.
Ricketts describes a program that landowners can utilize this hunting season and its benefits.
Any landowner can grant permission for individuals to come on and hunt. But we also have the walk-in hunting area program that basically the Wildlife and Parks leases the hunting rights from the producer. The property is then made public hunting for a certain period of time. The nice thing about that from a producer standpoint as well is Wildlife and Parks then assumes the liability for accidents. The payments for this walk-in hunting area program are oftentimes based on the habitat quality that's available on the land. And so those payments can be competitive with the payments that outfitters might pay for a lease or that a private individual might pay to lease the hunting rights. And that's a really good way to get a whole lot more hunters on the landscape. We're also talking about hunters that may be more likely to harvest does than folks leasing the rights to hunt.
That's K-State Wildlife Extension Specialist Drew Ricketts with insight on the importance of harvesting does in highly populated areas this hunting season. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Kansas and Southeast Nebraska's home for the legends of country. 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231AX Marysville.